Hello, my dears. Today I'm going to describe here my screwdriver organizer slash stand segregator that mounts on the wall. I designed the whole thing first in the 3D modeling program Blender, and then printed it on a 3D Creality Ender Pro 3 using PLA filament. Project ideas. The idea of such an organizer for screwdrivers is quite old, and I myself have encountered it already in a wooden version. It was simply a board screwed to the wall, and holes were made in it. But progress is moving forward. So I thought, why not print something like this for myself on a 3D printer? I decided to give it a try and gave myself the following assumptions. The model should be simple, without unnecessary additions. Model will be printed in low-quality mode. That is the fastest one. The model will have 10 screwdriver holes and 2 fixing holes. The model will be made in Blender, and will be made parametrically in Blender, i.e. I will be able to quickly change the number of holes and their size at any time, without having to edit each of the holes individually. Element design. I started by designing the element in 2D. I assumed a hole spacing of 20 millimeters and a hole size of 5 millimeters. The hole piece had dimensions 10 millimeters on 180 millimeters. I also took the liberty of printing out a test piece, just for a live fitting, especially one that is flat, so as not to waste the filament. This sort of thing avoids any major trivial errors getting into the final model. After printing the above model, it only took 15 minutes to print. I made the first fittings to my screwdrivers. It came out pretty well, so I didn't actually make any big adjustments, just slightly resized the holes and started to develop the design. I added fixings, made it thicker, and extended the holes to make the screwdrivers hold solidly. The final version of the piece looks as follows. Additionally, I give a screenshot of the dimensions shown. Print of the component. I imported the final model into Cura and started printing. During the printing process, I observed that the 3D printer first applies a sort of border to the model and the holes, and then only fills it in. Image is the photo below. After less than 2 hours, according to the time estimate from Cura, the piece was ready. It came out like this. It looks promising, but will it work? We are about to find out. Final result. In the end, I prepared the following kit for myself to assemble. Printed piece organizer, 2 screws, and screwdrivers. I mounted the whole thing on a wooden wall in the workshop. This is how the organizer already looks in use, along with a set of my Torx screwdrivers and a few others. Summary conclusions. I am very happy with the design. It is small, simple, and yet pleasing. I guess the only thing that could be done would be to extend those bushings of holes to make the screwdrivers hold more solidly in it, or make a version with 2 rows of holes. The length of each piece is unlikely to be able to exceed 200 millimeters in my case, as I am limited by the print area of my 3D printer, Ender Creality Pro 3. Theoretically, I could try, after making the model, to rotate it and align it diagonally, but I think the game is not worth the candle. The organizer will certainly last me a long time, and even if by some miracle it gets damaged, which I doubt, the print is very solid and hard, I will just print it again. For those interested, I am posting the source file with my model, in Blend format. Additionally, I attach the same but already exported to STL format.